Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today, we're providing a strategic shortcut, really, into a specialized world.
Right.
One that's completely changing how small and mid-sized businesses can achieve true scalability. We're talking about the Marketing Automation Agency, the MAA.
Yeah, and for a long time, you know, the kind of sophisticated marketing automation we'll be discussing felt like it was just for the big players.
The Fortune 500s.
Exactly, the ones with massive budgets, huge marketing teams, but the agency insight piece we've looked at shows this is much more accessible now.
And maybe even necessary for growth.
Increasingly so, yeah.
So if you're listening and you feel like your team is just drowning in manual tasks, sending emails one by one, chasing reports, feeling like growth means hiring three more people, this deep dive is really designed to show you a different path.
And the key thing to grasp right from the start is that an MAA isn't your traditional creative agency. They are specialists. They focus on bridging strategy, the technology, and the actual execution. They're building the, let's say, the engine for scalable revenue.
Not just a nice paint job on top.
Precisely.
That makes sense. A very different job then. But let's clarify what specifically is a marketing automation agency. The term agency is pretty broad.
It is. So pulling together what our sources say, an MAA is basically a specialized partner. They plan, they implement, and then they manage automated marketing systems across your different channels.
Like architects for the customer journey.
That's a good way to put it. Yeah, designing and optimizing that digital journey.
And when they come in, what are the core things they tackle first? Is it tech first or strategy?
Oh, it absolutely has to start with strategy. That's pillar number one, automation strategy.
Right.
They craft a clear roadmap, step by step, that's tied directly to your actual business goals.
Not just marketing metrics.
No, real business outcomes. What drives revenue? What moves the needle?
But what if I feel like I already have a decent strategy? Do they just take that and run with it?
They'll often refine it, I'd say. They look at it specifically through the lens of how automation can power it up.
Okay.
Which leads right into the second pillar. Technology enablement. This is the hands-on part, managing and implementing the big platforms.
The HubSpots, the Marketos.
Yes, exactly. The heavy machinery for handling lots of customer interactions, and that takes real expertise.
Yeah, that's usually the big hurdle for doing it in-house, isn't it? Just setting it up right.
Absolutely. Then the third pillar is workflow design. That's setting up all those automated sequences.
The triggers, the follow-ups.
Right. Engaging leads and customers at just the right moment. And finally, pillar four is data and analytics.
Constantly measuring.
Constantly measuring, tracking performance, and tweaking the whole system to get better results, better conversion rates.
What really stands out, I think, is what you touched on earlier, their kind of superpower. Personalization at scale. Delivering tailored messages to maybe hundreds, even thousands of different customer segments.
Without needing a bigger team to do it manually, that's the game changer.
It really is.
Yeah, I mean, that's why automation is so important. Think about that anecdote in the source material.
The real estate agent.
Yeah, and the local one. Relying on manual emails, maybe reliably reaching 500 leads a month, tops.
Which sounds okay, until...
Until they partner with an MAA. The agency builds out segmented workflows, personalized follow-ups. Suddenly, they're reliably reaching thousands. Automatically.
And seeing open rates and conversions go up.
Exactly. That's growth driven by a system, not by burning out your employees.
That leap in reach really highlights the whole point, doesn't it?
Yeah.
The need to move from manual to automated if you want to scale.
It does.
Because as a business owner, you feel those bottlenecks every day.
Right.
The follow-up isn't consistent.
Or the reporting is all over the place.
Personalization is non-existent. Leads just slip through the cracks.
Yeah, manual processes eventually become the biggest drag on growth. It's just so hard to be consistent. I remember trying to do manual lead scoring once. Nightmare. Yep. Sales ends up calling people who downloaded something ancient because the data is old or stuck in different spreadsheets.
Been there. So the source material highlights these tangible fixes. You get efficiency-saving hours every week on repetitive stuff.
Right. Like follow-up emails.
You get true scalability growing revenue without automatically needing, say, three new marketing hires.
And ultimately, a higher ROI because the outreach is so much more targeted.
It really is black and white when you compare them. Manual tracking, disconnected spreadsheets.
Or as automation gives you those centralized dashboards, real-time reporting, clear attribution.
Knowing what actually worked.
Yes. Knowing exactly which marketing step led to the sale. That's huge.
So let me see if I've got this right. Automation isn't just about doing the same stuff faster.
No.
It's about amplifying your impact, getting way more out of the team and resources you already have.
Precisely. That's the core idea.
Okay, so let's get practical. We've agreed on the strategy. What does the MAA actually build for you? What does this engine look like day to day?
Good question. Let's break down the core services.
Please do.
The foundation, almost always, is CRM integration and setup.
Customer relationship management tool.
Right. For anyone not familiar, this is absolutely vital. It ensures that data flows in real time between marketing platforms and the sales team.
So no more sales complaining about bad leads from marketing.
Hopefully less of it. And marketing actually knows what happens after they hand over a lead. It closes the loop.
Okay, so if that connection is solid, then you move to email.
Email marketing automation. That's the workhorse. Designing those drip campaigns, the autoresponders, the trigger-based messages.
And monitoring how they perform.
Constantly. Then, central to making that effective is lead scoring and segmentation.
This sounds important. How does that work?
Well, it means assigning points or scores to leads based on what they do.
Like visiting a pricing page multiple times.
Exactly. Or downloading a key white paper, things that signal intent. This helps quickly identify the hot leads.
The ones ready to talk to sales.
Precisely. So sales only gets the most qualified leads right when they're interested. Maximizes their time.
Which all feeds into the overall workflow design, right? Uh-huh. Creating sequences based on triggers.
Yeah, like an abandoned cart if you're in e-commerce.
Or maybe a specific page visit on a B2B site.
Perfect examples. These workflows reduce friction, stop good prospects from just drifting away.
And you mentioned platforms earlier. It's not just one size fits all, is it?
Definitely not. Platform expertise is critical. A good agency won't just push their favorite tool. They match it to your specific needs.
So they need to know the main ones.
Deeply. You've got HubSpot, often great for SMBs, really strong on inbound and CRM integration.
Okay.
Then there's Marketo Engage, which is more enterprise level. Really powerful for complex lead scoring and global campaigns.
And Pardot.
Pardot. Strong for B2B lead nurturing, especially with its tight Salesforce integration.
So the key takeaway here is?
The agency matches the platform to your goals, your budget, and crucially, your team's capacity. You don't want something you can't eventually manage or that's overkill.
That makes total sense.
Mm-mm.
And this logically leads us right to the return on investment. How does this all translate into actual revenue?
Right. The ROI comes from a couple of places. First, cost efficiency. Your internal team stops doing the manual grunt work.
And focuses on strategy, content.
Exactly. The higher value stuff. That lowers operational costs over time.
And the second driver, better conversions.
Improved conversion rates. Because of that automated lead scoring we talked about, sales isn't wasting time on unqualified leads.
They're talking to the right people at the right time.
Bingo. And that directly impacts the bottom line.
Is there a specific example of this impact?
Yeah, the source material had a good one, a mid-sized e-commerce company. They implemented abandoned cart email automation, a pretty standard MAA service.
Okay, what happened?
Within just 3 months, they saw a 40% increase in cart recovery.
Wow, 40%.
And even better, a 27% lift in overall monthly revenue.
Without spending more on ads.
Exactly. That's pure profit generated by leveraging the system, not just throwing more money at advertising.
Okay, wait. Let me clarify something. Is this just about buying the software license for, say, HubSpot and pressing go?
Ah, good question. No.
What's the real difference between just getting the platform versus hiring an MAA?
It's a critical distinction. The platform gives you the tools. Think of it like the wires, the code, the interface.
Okay.
The agency provides the strategy, the expertise, and the actual hands-on execution. They're the architect who designs the whole thing and makes sure all the wires are connected correctly so the engine actually runs.
Got it. The architect versus just the box of parts.
That's a great analogy.
So, moving towards wrapping up, if you're convinced this is the right strategic move for your business, how do you pick the right partner? It feels like a big decision, a significant investment.
It is. And you really need to prioritize strategic fit, not just the cheapest price.
So what are the key things to look for?
Focus on a few criteria. First, industry experience. Does the agency have case studies, real results in your specific niche?
Why is that so important?
Because they'll understand your customers better, onboard faster, and likely have more relevant strategies ready to go.
Makes sense. And how do you gauge if they're truly strategic, not just technicians?
Look at their strategic approach. Do they talk about long-term roadmaps, testing frameworks, conversion strategies, or just setting up the software?
Right.
Here's a pro tip for when you talk to them. Ask them to walk you through a past campaign strategy in detail.
Not just the results slide.
Exactly. How did they think about the problem? What steps did they take? That really reveals the depth of their strategic thinking.
That's a great tip. Okay, so you've picked a partner. What's the timeline generally look like? Is this a massive year-long project?
Usually not. For a mid-sized business, the whole implementation process typically takes between, say, 30 to 90 days.
That's faster than I might have thought. What are the phases?
It usually starts with discovery, goal setting, then platform integration, and this is crucial data cleanup.
Garbage in, garbage out.
Absolutely. You cannot automate messy data effectively. Then comes the campaign build and testing phase, followed by launch and ongoing optimization.
So even before you pick up the phone to call an agency, what does a business need to have sorted out internally? What makes you ready?
Three things are really key. One, clean and organized data. If your customer data is a disaster, fix that first.
Okay.
Two, clear audience segments. You need to know who you're trying to reach. And three, maybe the hardest part.
Let me guess, sales and marketing alignment.
You got it. Absolute alignment between marketing and sales on goals, on what a qualified lead actually means. Without that, it falls apart.
That alignment piece is always crucial. And briefly, the cost. What should listeners budget for?
Yeah, the source gives a ballpark. For small business automation services, you're often looking at $2,000 to $5,000 per month in retainer fees.
Plus maybe setup costs?
Right, potentially a one-time implementation fee. Mid-market and enterprise packages will naturally be higher.
Okay, good to have a range. Now let's look ahead briefly. Automation isn't standing still. What future trends are the leading agencies already integrating? How do you future-proof?
The biggest shift is definitely AI-driven personalization.
AI, of course.
Yeah, the tools are getting smart enough not just to react to user behavior, but to actually predict it.
And deliver dynamic content based on those predictions.
Exactly. We're also seeing a big rise in predictive lead scoring, identifying those really high-value prospects much earlier, maybe even before they fill out a form.
That predictive capability sounds like a huge advantage. What else? Is it still mostly email?
No, it's moving towards omnichannel automation, integrating workflows seamlessly across email, SMS, chat, even social media.
A consistent message everywhere.
Right. And this is also expanding into voice and chat automation, using chatbots and voice assistants more strategically.
Interesting. And with all the privacy changes, cookies going away. Data strategy must be changing too.
It's hugely important. Agencies are leaning heavily on building robust first-party data strategies directly within the automation platform.
Using the data you own directly.
Precisely. That ensures targeting remains effective and compliant.
So just to summarize for everyone listening, even if you have a solid internal marketing team, the MAA's role seems to be amplifying their capabilities.
That's it.
They handle the complex tech and workflows, freeing up your team for strategy, creative, the human element.
That is the core message, yes. Partnering with an MAA shouldn't be seen as just a cost. It's really a strategic investment in scaling efficiently.
Right.
They help transform what can feel like fragmented, exhausting marketing efforts.
Into a unified growth system that just works, runs like clockwork. So the benefits are clear. Mm-hmm. You save time. You nurture leads way more effectively, you get actionable insights from the data, and you start future-proofing with things like AI.
Exactly. And we can leave you with this thought from the source material, which I think sums it up well. Automation isn't about replacing people.
It's about empowering them to focus on what matters most: strategy, creativity, and growth.
Well said.
So here's your homework, if you will. Take a close look at your current marketing processes. Don't try to boil the ocean. Just look at the small steps. Where are your team members really bogged down? Where are they wasting time on repetitive tasks?
Find those friction points.
Exactly. Identify those specific workflows. Maybe it's the welcome email series. Maybe it's lead follow-up. Maybe abandoned carts. And those are the perfect places to start thinking about automation first.
Start small, get a win, then build from there.
Precisely. Until next time, keep diving deep.